Shalom aleichem, Rabbi. Shalom from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. Beis Hashem Yisborach. We're about to begin the fifth topic of Parshas Vayikra, Chatos Chitzoino. There are two differences between the Chatos Pnimis that we learned in the previous topic and the Chatos Chitzoino in our topic. Difference number one, a Chatos Pnimis, the dam is brought inside the Heichol and it is sprinkled towards the Peroiches and it is put on the Karnois of the Mizbeach HaKtoiris. As opposed to a chatos chitzoino, the dam is not brought inside to the heichol. It is brought on the mizbeach chitzoin, the outer mizbeach, on its kronos. That is difference number one. Difference number two, while both of them, chatos pnimis and chatos chitzoino, the chalovim, the fats, and the kloyos and the oiseres ala koved, is burnt on the mizbeach chitzoin, the difference is what do you do with the rest of the animal? By a chatos pnimis, the rest of the animal is burnt michutz lamachane al shevach hadeshen, whereas opposed to a chatos chitzoino, it is eaten by the kohanim in the azara. Although that detail is not told to us in Parshas Vayikra, it will be told to us in Parshas Tzav. Perek dalet posuk chov beis asher nosi echeto veoso achas mikol mitzvois adoino yelohov. If a nosi, if a melech, a king, does an avera b'shoigeg, any one of the loisa says that when done b'mezid would have been chayv kores, for instance, chilul Shabbos, avodah zarah, arayos, v'oshem, he is found guilty. Posuk chav gimel, o Yehuda eilov chatoso yasher choto bo. Behavi es korbonois irizim zachor tomim. This oi does not mean or, it means if and when. If and when he will figure out, he'll realize that he did a chet b'shoigeg, then he has to bring a korbon, a seir izim zachor tomim, a male goat without a blemish. Says Rashi asher nosi yecheto. What is this asher doing there? He could have simply said, venosi, Kiyecheto. What is asher? Loshen ashrei, lucky, praiseworthy. Ashrei adoy, lucky and praiseworthy is the generation she'anosi shaloi noisen leiv lohovi kaporo al shigegosoi. That its king is not embarrassed to admit his mistakes. And when he realizes he's made a mistake, he brings a kaporo on his shigogo. Kavochoyma shumischaret al zdoi noisov. If he's willing to do that, surely he'll do tshuva on aver b'mezit. Oy hoida, kimoi im hoida. If and when he will know about it. How be oy yesh shemeshamshim beloshen im? We find other places that the word oy means im, and vice versa also. The im b'mokem oy. For instance, v'chein oy noida kishon nagahu. We add in Parshas Mishpatim. Oy noida means im noida. If it is known that this is a gorer of a shoyl, then he has to pay, and there's a ksholem, and if he kills a person, the bailam is chayv koifer. Rashi doesn't give us an example where im is used as where we say im, and it means oi. The example for that is in Parshas Yisroi. Over there it says about the animals going up to Har Sinai. By Maimon Har Sinai it says im behema im ish lo yichye. That's as if it said oi behema oi ish. You see, im is being used as an oi. Hoida eilov kishechoto yosavu shehu hetel. When he did the chet, he thought it was mutter. Ulacha mekein noida loy sheisu hoyo. And then he realized that it's osur. Posuk chav dalin v'somach yodoy al roi shasoir v'shochat oisoi b'mekoi mesho yishchat es hoi lo lifnei adoinoi chatos hu. And the king should then do smicha with two hands on the head of the soil of the goat with all of his might. Anybody who wants, shchita kshira bezor. Where does it have to be shechted? In the same place that you shecht the korban oilo, which we saw above by oilas tsoin. It must be shechted batzofoin. Which, by the way, although the Torah doesn't tell it to us, but in the previous two chatois, by Par Kohen Mashiach, in Par Helem Dovo Shel Tzibur, nevertheless this halacha applies there also. They too must be shechted batzofoin. Lifnei Hashem min ha'azora, chatos hu. Namely, only if you brought it lishmo, if as the Kohen is doing one of the avoidos of this Korban Chatos, he's thinking that this is a Korban Oila or a Shlomim that passes the Chatos. Chatos who? Only when done Lishmo. Says Rashi, b'mokam ha'shal yish chatas ha'oilo. Batzofoin, shu mefugash bo'oilo, ba'oilas tzoin. Chatos hu lishmoi koshel, shalui lishmoi posul. Posul kof hei, velo kach hakoi hein, midam ha'chatos be'etz bo'oi v'nosan, al kanois mizbach ho'oilo, ves domo yish bo'ich, el yesoi de mizbach ho'oilo. And the Kohen should take from the dam of the chatos with his finger. Not like Korban Oilo and Korban Shlomim. There it's done with a zriko. He throws it from the Mizrok onto the wall of the Mizbeach. Rather, over here the Kohen walks up the Kevish. It has to be above the midpoint of the Mizbeach. And with his finger that he dips into the blood, he has to put it on the Karnois HaMizbeach. On the four boxes that jut out from the roof of the Mizbeach. The Mizbech Oilo, of course, Mizbech HaChitzoin, this is the Chatos Chitzoino, and the rest of the blood he pours on the Yesoid of the Mizbech Oilo that we mentioned before, but in slightly a different location. May the Par Kohen Mashiach and Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur, Rashi told us, it's Al Yesoid Ma'arovi, from when he Pesach Oil Moyed, when he comes out of the Oil Moyed, that's the first Yesoid he reaches. But over here, it doesn't say Pesach Oil Moyed. As a matter of fact, over here he's going to put it on the Yesoid Droimi, on the southern Yesoid. As he's coming down the Kevish and coming towards the Mizbeach, the first Yesoid he's going to meet first is going to be the Yesoid Droimi. Says Rashi, Vez Domo Yishori Adom. Posel Chovov, Vez Kol Chelbo Yaktira Mizbeicho, Kecheilev Zevach HaShlomim, Vechiper Olov HaKoyhein Meichat Osoi, V'nislach loy. And all of its fats, the Kohen should burn on the Mizbeach, exactly the same list of fats that we saw by the A's, by the goat of the Shlomim, including the kloyos, the kidneys, and the oiseres, the diaphragm. V'chiper lo v'akoyen mechatozo v'nislach loy, the Kohen shall be mechaper on the king's chet, and he will get a slicho and kaporo. Says Rashi, כחילה וזבח השלומים, כאוי סון האמורים המפורשים באיז, האמורי תל שלומים. What does Rashi want with the A's? Because by the kevis of the shlomim, there is an additional part that goes on the Zbeach, namely the alyo, the tail. By an A's, which is what we're dealing with now, there is no tail on the Mizbeach. And as I mentioned, although the Torah doesn't tell us over here, but it will tell us in Parsha Sav, that the Kohanim, male Kohanim, eat the meat of this soya nosi in the Azoro. If it was up to me, I would have put this aliyah of Shishi at the beginning of Chatos Chitzoino, separating between Chatos Pnimis and Chatos Chitzoino in Posuk Chof Beis, or to push it off after Chatos Chitzoino, to separate Chatos Chitzoino and Chatos Oile V'Yoyered in Perek Hei Posuk Aleph. But over here, right in the middle of Chatos Chitzoino, in Pshat, L'chaira, you'd have to ignore this aliyah. Anto Chatos Yochid. Chatos Yochid is a private yid that does a chet, not a Kohen Gadol, not a Bezdin, not a king, and he has an option of either bringing a Seiras Izim, a female goat, that's the parsha we're about to learn, or a Kivsa, a female sheep, in the next parsha. Posuk chov zayin ve'im nefesh achas techetov ishgogo mi'am ha'oretz ba'aso iso achas mi'mitzvoi sadoino yashor lo isi oseno ve'oshem. And if a single person, a private person, does a chet b'shoigeg mi'am ha'oretz, when the Torah says mi'am ha'oretz, the Torah doesn't mean what we call am ha'oretz, an unlearned person, or what Chazal call am ha'oretz, a person that's not makpid on maestris and other things. Rather, it just means one of the people of the land. And it is one of the mitzvahs that are alois, I say, which if he would have done a bemezid, would have been chayv kores. For instance, chilul Shabbos, avodah zarah, arayos, and others, ve'oshem, and he is guilty. Oh, Yehuda, Eilo, v'chatos yashor choto, v'hivi korbanoi, seiraz izim t'mimone keivo, al chatos yashor choto. Rashi already told us above, in Posuk Chof Gimel, here too, the oi is im. Im Hoida Elov Chatosoi. If and when he figures out and realizes that he did a chet b'shoigeg, he has to bring a korban, and he has a choice. Either a Seiras Izim, a female goat, it's got to be Tmimo, it's got to be without a blemish, for his chatos, for his chet that he did.
Ve'somaches yodoi al roish ha-chatos, ve'shochades ha-chatos, b'mekoi me'hoilo.
After the bailim, the owner of the animal, does smicha with both of his hands on the head of the chatos, b'chol koichoi, then whoever wants could shecht his chatos in the same place that you shecht the oilo, namely b'tzad tzofoi.
Posuk lamed v'lo kach ha-koyhein midomo, b'etzboi v'nosan al karnois mizbach oilo, Bez kol damo ishpoich el yesoid hamizbeach.
And then the kohen takes from its dam with the kohen's finger. He goes up the mizbeach oilo and puts it on the four kronos, the four boxes jutting out of the roof of the mizbeach. And the rest of the dam he pours on the yesoid of the mizbeach achitzoin, namely the yesoid droimi, the southern step of the mizbeach, the first one he meets as he's coming down from the kevish.
Ve'ez kol chelbo yosir kasher husarchei lev me'al zevach ha-shlomim v'iktira kuihen ha-mizbecho l'reach nichoyach l'adoinoi v'chiper olov ha-kuihen v'nislach loi.
And then the Kohen should remove all its fats. Which fats? The same fat that you removed from the A's of the shlomim, including the cheder, kloyos, and the Yoseres HaKoved, all of that, the Kohen burns on the Mizbeach, L'reach Nichoyach, for Hashem, it causes Nachas Ruach, when Hashem sees that what he said was done, and the Kohen will be Mechaper on this Yid that didn't have a Shoigeg, and he will get a Slicha.
Says Rashi, Kasher Husar Chilev Me'al Zevach HaShlomim, Ke'imuri Eiz, Ho Amuri Mishlomim,
not like the Imurim of a Keves, because that would include a Alya, a tail. Over here, it does not include the tail. In other words, the chatos nosi and the chatos yochid of a seira are processed in the identical way. The same matan domim on the mizbeach ha'oilo and the same emurim are burnt. And here also, although not mentioned over here, in Parshat Tzav we'll find out that the meat is eaten by kohanim in the azorah. The only difference between the chatos nosi and the chatos yochid is that a nosi must bring a seir izim zocho, a male goat, while a yochid brings a se'iras izim, a female goat. And he has an option. A yochid has an option of bringing a kivso, a female sheep also. A nosi does not have an option. It must be se'ir izim azocho lechatos. Posuk lamed beis, the third parsha of chatos chitzoino.
Ve'im keves yovi korbonoi lechatos nekevos imimo yevi eno.
And if the Yochid chooses to bring a sheep as a korban chatos, that also has to be in a keva. It has to be female. And tamima, it's better, got to be without a blemish, without a mum.
Ve'somaches yodoi al roish ha-chatos, ve'shochato iso le'chatos b'mkoi, ma'asho yishchat es ho'oilo.
And the Bailam, the owner of the kivso, leans both of his hands on its head, b'chol koichoi, smicha. And whoever wants could shecht it, shechita kshira b'zol, in the same place that you shecht the korban oilo, namely b'tzfoina mizbeach. But over here, the posuk adds one word. Not v'shochat oiso alone, rather v'shochat oiso lechatos. What is lechatos coming to tell me? Says Rashi, v'shochat oiso lechatos. Shtei shechitoso l'shem chatos. Chatos must be shechted l'shmo. Similar to the drosha Rashi told us before in Posuk Chof Dalid, by chatos nosi, chatos hu, lishmoi kosher, shloi lishmoi posul.
Posuk lamed dalid, velo kach hakoyhein, midam hachatos be'etzbooi venosan, al karnois mizbach ho'ilo, ve'ez kol damo yishpoich, el yesoi da mizbeach.
And then the Kohen takes from the Dam HaChatos with his finger, dafka with his finger, not like an oil in a shlomim, where he throws it from the Mizrak onto the corners of the walls of the Mizbeach. Rather, he walks up the Kevesh, and he puts it on the Karnois, the four boxes jutting out of the roof of the Mizbeach HaOilo. And the rest of the Dam, he pours on the Yesoid, on the step of the Mizbeach, on the Droimi. The Yesoid Droimi.
Posuk Chof Hei, Ve'ez Kol Chelbo יוסיר, כאשר יוסר חילה וכסף מזבח השלומים, ויקטירה כהנס, אוי סום המזבחו, עלי שיד עינוי, וכיפר עלו, והכהן על חטוסי אשר חוטו, ונסלח לוי.
And not all the fats should be removed from this kivsa, from this female sheep, just like the fat that are removed from the shlomim brought from a kesev, from a sheep, which includes, not besides the regular chalovim and the kloyos and the oiseres. Remember, a keves has an additional part that goes on the mizbeach, namely the alyo, the tail. And the Kohen burns everything on the mizbeach, al ishei Hashem, on the fires that are made on the mizbeach for Hashem. And the Kohen will be mechaper on the chet of this yid, and he will get a slicho. Says Rashi, kashal yushar achil v'kesef, shenisra bo imur v'alyo, the additional part, the tail. Avchatos, kshibo kisvo. If he chooses to bring a keves, doesn't have to, he can bring a seir izim also, but if he chooses, a seir as izim, but if he chooses to bring a kisbo, tuna al yo imay muri. Al ishei Hashem, al madurois ho'esh, ho'asuyois l'ashem, that are made for Hashem's sake. And here too, although the Torah doesn't mention it, but the meat is eaten by kohanim in the Azora, as we will see in Parshas Tzav. So to sum up, the three parshiyos of Chatos Chitzoino, a soir of a nosi, and a seira or a kispa of a yochid, are processed in the identical way. Matan domim, arba matonois, al arba kronois, on the mizbeach hachitzoin, mizbeach ha'oilo. The imurim are all brought on the mizbeach hachitzoin. The kispa has an additional part, namely the alyo. The soir nosi and the seiras yochid are the same exact thing. And the meat of all three are eaten by kohanim in the Azorah.